Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I help you?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I help you?
Hi, good morning. Is this Valerie?
Alisa.
Valisa, this is Yende McQueen. You had that incorrect. Because the week before that, I was short 6 hours. I'm supposed to have 80 hours for him every week. And then I have another client with you guys, which has nothing to do with you. That's Alberto, which the hours have been correct. But the hours with you is always incorrect.
No.
I don't owe you for any hours. The week prior to this, you owed me 6 hours. The week prior to that week, you owed me an additional 6 hours. The only thing I did was recoup the hours that was owed to me from St. Charles Jean Hamler. If you look at the pay stubs, it should be 80 hours for him. Okay, the week prior to that, it was 112. Which was, it's 38 hours for my other client, and then it should be 80 for him.
Okay, but you can see in the clockings and the clockouts, no. The authorization is for 80 hours, and the clockings and clockouts is giving more time that is it should be clocking in and clocking out.
It should be for 80 hours.
Yes, and you have been working more than that.
That's incorrect.
Okay, you can see in the pay stubs and you can see in the clock-ins and clock-outs.
Okay, but you're not going to take any time from me. I'm going to take my clients to another agency because you owe me for the week of 6 hours the week prior to this week.
No, that's
you're not going to take any hours from me that I worked. That's incorrect. We need to get Yona involved because the hours are incorrect.
You can see in the pay stubs and the clock-ins and clock-outs, and you can see a difference of the time.
Yeah, but he only received payment for 80 hours. You owe me 6 hours for the week prior to this that I did not get paid for.
You can see that the amount is 80. No more than that.
Yeah, it's not more than
information.
That.
Yes, you can see information that I send you, and you can see in the past weeks all the calculations that were done.
Let me send you the pay stub. Why I got you on the phone right now. I send you the pay stubs for each week. I should have a total of 118 hours. And I'm coming up there. But we need to get Yona involved. Because you're not taking the money that I work for. That's incorrect. I'm here from day up to day down, taking care of our clients.
You can see here in the pay stub that it says 40 hours, and the OT says 85, not 80.
But you owed me for 6 hours. That's
no,
what I'm
because
to
for this. No, for this client, it's only 80 hours.
That's correct. But you did not pay me for 6 hours. I'm going to tell you for the week for. That's me getting my 6 hours back.
I'm going to tell you what week.
The week before last, you owed me 6 hours. You're not taking 5 hours from me. You owed me for six for the week of 3-3. Are you able to pull up the...
What I can do is I can consult the case with Operage Management and I can call you back.
Yes, please do, because you owe me for 6 hours. I'm trying to pull this case up. But...
Okay, in that case, I will call to Operage Management and
but
I will call you back.
Yeah, the week of the 6th, you owed me for, I was missing 6 hours. Six OT yes. hours.
And I can see
that 192 came from. Yes.
No, OT
I was missing
is
six
when
hours.
OT comes from when it's open 40 hours. So if the case has already 80
hours,
6 hours of
that's
OT correct. After 80 does not exist.
It is because I do 38 hours for another client there. So those hours were 6 additional OT hours.
Okay, I will call upper management and I will let you know.
Yes, please do. And I'll work these hours.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.